Joining us right now, the mayor of Lake Geneva, and we appreciate having them on the line. I want to welcome Charlene Klein of Lake Geneva. Charlene, thanks for joining us here.
Good morning, John. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Tell us a little bit about what the dream is here with this playland.
Well, a few years ago, a young mother who had a special needs child came up with the concept of the Never Say Never Playland, which will be a playland for really all abilities, but especially focusing on those with limited mobility and communication issues. So in Wisconsin, we are one of only two counties in the state with a special needs school. And also, Walworth County is also the home of the Wisconsin School for the Deaf. Yet, we have no appropriate outdoor recreation area for the less abled members of our community. So when I became mayor a couple of years ago and this came on my radar, I decided to personally take on the mantra for them and help them raise the money that they need to get this accomplished. So that's what we're working on.
Yeah, when some people say, what is so different about this playground, just so people can visualize it, I mean, there's different swings, right, with high backs and safety
right.
belts. There's wheelchair-friendly merry-go-rounds. I mean, we want all kids to be
exactly.
able to participate. I didn't even think about this. The cochlear, folks that have cochlear implants, slides that are maybe more friendly to them, ramps instead of stairs, and most important, a rubber foundation, which cannot be cheap. And that's why you guys got to raise some money for this stuff.
Well, exactly. There's a lot of unique features. And this really will be a playground for all ages and all abilities. So even the older folks, some going under, rehabilitation for something, will be able to use this facility in our Veterans Park here in Lake Geneva.
That's great. All right, so how far along are we in this process? And tell us about the fundraiser you guys are doing.
Well, they need somewhere over $500,000 to
wow.
accomplish this.
Wow.
We have applied for some grants, but we need some more funding for this project to hopefully get accomplished within the next 2 years, if not before. What we're doing on New Year's Eve is a traditional old-fashioned New Year's Eve party at our wonderful Riviera iconic ballroom here in Lake Geneva, right on the lakefront. It's one of three events that we had to celebrate the recent multi-million-dollar renovation that we did of the facility. So we really played on the history this past year of the ballroom, which was in the Riviera, which was built in 1932.
Mm-hmm.
And in July, we had a great open house. In August, we had a wonderful grand reopening celebration with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, big band. And so New Year's Eve will be the third in our culmination of our year of celebration. So we're going to have another wonderful orchestra called Swing Nouveau.
Mm-hmm.
They're really a fun group. They put on a great show. They wear zoot suits and play all the old classic big band and swing tunes as well as some others. So
that's
we
fun.
Have a few tickets left, I found out this morning, but our sales will end on Sunday. So you can go to riviera.eventbrite.com to get a ticket for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Or if you want to contribute to the Never Say Never Playland, you would just go to their website, neversayneverplayland.com.
And that's where I am right now. There's a big donate button up at the top in purple. You can click on that. You can also see renderings of what they want this thing to look like. And I think that if there's something we can all get behind, which, you know, all of us getting behind one thing is pretty unusual these days, but it's about kids all having the ability to play, have fun, get those social skills, get those physical skills, do whatever they can, and just enjoy themselves being kids in an inclusive environment. I'm sure we can get behind that. It's neversayneverplayland.com if you want to make a donation. Again, tickets, festive, it's at riviera.eventbrite.com. www.ClaryMayor.com. Mayor Klein, thanks so much for your work on this, and thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thanks so much. We're happy to try and bring awareness to this project and dedicate our ticket sales to this project.
And hey, inspire.
Thank you again, John.
Yeah, and inspire other folks. I imagine there's other communities out there that maybe want something like this. Maybe they can go to the NeverSayNeverPlayland.com, see what they're doing. And if this is something you want in your community, start something similar and encourage your local leaders to do the same.
Exactly. I hope everybody takes a look at their website and gives generously to their project.
Thank you, Mayor Klein. Have a good one, okay?
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.